Washington's prison system is projected to need 1,000 new beds by 2018. That growth has Governor Jay Inslee concerned. The Democrat today announced a Department of Justice-backed review of the state's criminal justice system. As Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, the goal is to look for ways to save money without jeopardizing public safety.
In Washington, crime and arrests are down. Still, as the state grows, so does the prison population. Already, the system is running 2% over capacity. To keep up with the growth, Washington has been looking to build a new prison. But what if there was a way to reduce the need for prison beds without releasing people who could be dangerous? Inslee has appointed a 21-member task force to examine Washington's sentencing system and look for ways to keep people from going back to prison again and again.
So before we consider investing in a new prison, it really is important for us to take a look at this opportunity to see what smart, common sense, data-driven, cost-benefit evaluated efforts we can undergo here.
Inslee says everything is worth considering, from prepping inmates better for release to the early release of aging inmates. Washington is one of four states participating this year in the National Justice Reinvestment Project. That means the state will get funding and support from the U.S. Department of Justice and the Pew Charitable Trusts. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.